Busted Pencils is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy!
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Oh, welcome to Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Johnny, from the car, man. This is awesome. How is it out there in the state of Washington, my friend?
Just getting out of a heat wave, Tim. It's good to connect with you and our guests today because, you know, things just keep moving. It's been a warm one out here in the Pacific Northwest, and hopefully we don't get any fires. So we're just keeping our fingers crossed that skies stay clear and, you know, temperatures cool off.
Keep the fireworks down to a minimum, although we're after 4th of July. Speaking of guests, we have an incredibly awesome guest tonight, all the way from Kentucky. Holy crap. The dean of the College of Education, also from the University of Kentucky, also one of the deans for education, justice, and equity. And Jillian Vasquez-Heleg, you were also the associate dean or dean of education committee of NAACP. I'll let you say that. But welcome to the show, Jillian.
You know what? It's so glad to join the show again. It's been some time. I mean, we talked about coming back on the show. I didn't think it'd be a couple of years. It's education chair of the Kentucky NAACP.
Okay.
I'm honored to serve on the steering committee of Education Deans for Justice and Equity, and to serve the students and faculty and alumni of the College of Education at Kentucky. But let me just say, anything I say today does not necessarily represent any of those organizations, which I'm so honored to serve.
Okay. And with that, anything I say doesn't represent what Johnny or Jillian say. And Johnny, you could do the same thing back, but all of those things. But okay. So Jillian, we are, Johnny and I have been hitting this topic. It's in the news, critical race theory, teaching for justice, teaching for equity, racism, you name it. So teaching and learning.
Yeah.
And it's hot. And we've been talking about this issue of saying, like, how do we do this? But then thinking about, you know, my past as a dean and Johnny's work in teacher education and higher education, what about this view, though, of leadership as a dean of a college of education whose function is preparing future educators, whether they be elementary education teachers through superintendents, through new researchers in the field? If what we're seeing across the country, which I said to push this, you know, it's kind of like we're mandating that we teach injustice. We're making teaching for justice and equity kind of feel illegal. How do you do your job as the dean of a huge college?
You know, that's a great question. Let me start by saying this. You know, we, with Keffel and Anthony Brown, we published a piece in the Harvard Education Review almost a decade ago now. I guess that's where I am in my life at this point. Talking about social studies standards using a CRT lens. So in my own research, we've been looking at the representation of people of color, of women, and other historically marginalized communities in our research. And this is a long-standing debate. This debate about CRT, this debate about curriculum, we saw this in the 1980s too.
Mm-hmm.
We saw this through the 1990s. This is not a new debate. So as a college of education, as a dean, we do this work as a village, really. It's not just dean work. And I think what we've got to be focused on as leaders is making sure that we bring in high level faculty and that we're supporting faculty that are going to, for students, make sure that they're prepared to teach students history, to teach students social studies. But I think one of the things that I said on another podcast was that sometimes I think leaders, whether they be deans, whether they be policymakers, other leaders, I think we might overestimate our influence on what actually happens in classrooms. Because when faculty close their doors, they're going to do the work that needs to be done on behalf of democracy. When social studies teachers in K-12 close their doors, they're going to do the work that needs to be done on behalf of democracy. So as leaders, we can, of course, craft policies. We can hire faculty that are going to do important work related to equity and social justice and social studies. But I think the bottom line is that educators, as our nation's first responders to poverty, as really the compass of our democracy in their classrooms, they're going to do this work regardless of what deans or what policymakers want to dictate. So I think that that's an important because I think it's really important that we focus on liberty, that we focus on justice when we are thinking about our nation's history. There's a lot of inconvenient parts of our history. We just celebrated 4th of July, mm-hmm. Independence, our nation's independence. But of course, you know, African Americans and my ancestors in Gold Hill, North Carolina, they were not free on the 4th of July.
Right.
And so I think that those inconvenient histories have to be taught. And so we talk about critical race history, and I saw this meme, and I'll wrap this with this meme, this part of the conversation, which is that we don't want to teach about slavery, but yet we want to protect Confederate statues. And the meme says that's hypocritical race theory.
Johnny, I was wondering if that was going at your way. But Johnny, you are this faculty member. So the potential, you could be working for Jillian as the dean of a college of education. I mean, I want to throw this, he made me think about this, but as a faculty member, how are you going to prepare to teach? Because you are, and all three of us are social studies people at the core of who we were to begin with in our research, and we look at that, but, you know, are you going to go to Jillian and say, Jillian, man, I'm freaked out about teaching next semester?
Well, no, Tim, because I think Jillian nailed it. And I think our leadership continues to provide us with space and supports to do that kind of teaching, to say, like, there's a reason why most of us became public school teachers and then went on to do our research and get into teacher education, right? And it's really to hang our hat around a more just and equitable democracy. And that the front line, as Jillian shared, the front line is the classrooms of people we're teaching. So it's including our classrooms. And I'm fortunate enough to have a dean who supports social justice and equity and says, go do it, right? And so when we do have those moments and they come up, even in a state like Washington, I can speak to the politics here and they're pretty good in support of this work. State of Washington and the governor and the attorney general's office has been active in supporting our teaching to, you know, abolish racism, you know, and to use that kind of language and to embrace teaching about white supremacy. And that has been helpful because there have been moments when we've had to say, hey, we're being accused of teaching things that we're not supposed to be teaching, of sort of changing the curriculum. But luckily in the College of Education, and especially in a social studies education methods course, we're not changing anything. And I'll extend that even into the foundations courses. We're not changing anything. In fact, we're teaching in support of democracy, and the dean has been able to support that, right? When questioned about why are we teaching about Black Lives Matter movement, because it is absolutely in support of a healthy democracy. And it's important to include in our teaching and to have our teachers and superintendents and school leaders prepared to have those kinds of leadership conversations in their communities. So we are doing the responsible work by doing that. And our leadership has been incredibly supportive of that. So the myth often is that deans, and Jillian can speak to this too, is like the dean's hands are tied on this. They can't really speak to these political issues. But I've experienced the opposite. They say we have faculty who are highly experienced in this, and they're doing the best work that the university can offer. And it's been wonderful to have that kind of leadership. So I think it goes both ways. Faculty have to do the work. Students have to be open to wanting to do different kinds of teaching out there, and our leaders supporting it.
So Julian, I'll give you you got 2 minutes to do a kind of quick wrap there on Johnny. So Johnny's your faculty member. He's not worried, or you're not worried. I mean, what is this new semester though? I mean, how do you approach leadership with faculty who might come to you with that question of going, Julian, I'm not sure what I should be doing now.
Yeah. Well, I think we have to be careful of this sort of chilling effect, because I think that ultimately that's the goal of these conversations, is to chill. And I do think we have to change the curriculum. In the Harvard Ed Review work that we did, looking at social studies in Texas, the histories of communities of color were sidelined. They were made optional. And it was non-existent for Asian American and Native American history in what was expected to be taught in that state. So what we're talking about here is a more inclusive curriculum, the full story, right? And that's what critical race theory essentially does, is it says, look, we think that race is a variable, gender is a variable when we're talking about history. And that's what critical race theory does when you're using it as a research tool, is you say, we should consider race as a variable. You know, when we disaggregate test scores, we disaggregate them by race and by gender.
Right.
And so it's very clear that race is a variable and gender is a variable we need to pay attention to.
Well,
Yeah,
I just want you, so thinking about that, that's a great place there, because we're right up on a commercial. We are talking to the Dean of the College of Education at the University of Kentucky, Dr. Julian Vasquez Helig. This idea, too, though, of using race and gender possibly as variables. I love that introduction right there, Johnny, as we think about this. So when we come back from a break, I want to talk about the variable, because maybe this is a better way that we can start helping other people understand what it is that we're really doing, as opposed to the frightening things that people are hearing about CRT. So more with Busted Pencils Fully Leaded Education Talk back after the break.